Welcome to another episode of Firing Off with Fito, where we talk about real life, real experiences, real thoughts, and real estate. I am your host, Fito Flores, and thank you for joining me today. What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday. It is Rodolfo with AZ & Associates Real Estate Group. I hope everyone's having a great day, filled with nothing but positive energy, great vibes, and a lot of love as usual, guys. So, I wanted to shoot this quick little video because I have a lot of people who ask me, you know, why'd you get into real estate? What led you, to pursue, the career that you're in? And so obviously I got to start with giving you guys some feedback or some backstory, right? So how it all began. For me, I've been working with my dad since I was probably like 10 or 11 years old. So my dad's always had his own company, you know, whether if it was remodeling homes or, running a tile shop. I mean, multiple different businesses that he's owned since I was younger. So I always had the opportunity to work from a young age. So even when I was 15, or actually I was 14 years old, I had gotten a job working at a meat market in California when I used to live out there, and they used to pay me under the table. I mean, I was a hustler, man, just point blank. That was my thing. I always wanted to have my own money. I didn't like asking my parents for anything. If I wanted something, I wanted to be able to get it on my own. And when I didn't have school, if it was I was off school or on the weekends, I didn't have football practice, whatever, I had a job. You know, that was just it. As soon as I turned 18, I actually had somebody ask me this a couple of days ago, how many jobs I held before I became a realtor. And the number's pretty high. And, now that I look at it, I don't consider it a bad thing, because I took something from each and every one of the jobs that I ever held. But one thing remained consistent with every single one. Was the fact that deep down, I always knew that I wasn't going to be able to hit the goals that I wanted to hit in my life if I was working for corporate America, for a typical 9-to-5. For those of you that don't know, I became a father at a very young age. My wife got pregnant when we were, well, at the time she was my girlfriend in high school, but she's my wife now. She got pregnant when we were 16. My son was born when we were both 17. And, my perspective on life changed. Obviously, the fast forward button kind of got hit, and I'm definitely glad it did, 100%. Because at the time when I was in high school, I really could care less about my grades. I didn't care for school. You know, it just wasn't my thing. It wasn't that I wasn't intelligent enough. It wasn't that, you know, it just wasn't my thing. When it came down to it, I would pass all my tests. I just didn't care to really do the work and pay attention to class. It just wasn't my thing. But I knew that wasn't something that was going to hold me up in life. So anyways, fast forward, once I turned 18, obviously, job opportunities start to change. You know, a lot of, you have the opportunity to work for a lot of different companies once you turn 18. Whereas at first you're limited to where you can work when you're only 16, 17, and 18. So I've always had this goal that I wanted to hit or make $100,000 before I turned 30. Right. And, again, I always knew that wasn't going to be something I could accomplish if I had a regular job. And it's funny, man, because I actually, real estate became an option when I started seeing a lot of my friends get licensed, and, you know, seeing them on social media when they would reach out to me. Old coworkers that I used to work with were reaching out and telling me, hey, I'm a realtor now. This and that, you know. So, and then my parents are really big on watching all of these, flip or flop and $1 million listings and all stuff. And they always tell me, I really think that you would be great as a realtor. So I was like, okay, yeah, you know, never really looked into it at first. But after a while, man, I want to say maybe about 2 years ago is when I really started to consider it and think like, okay, maybe this is something that I should be looking into. I was before I became a realtor, I was working at a job. I was going on 4 years, and I got to a point there where I was just like, you know what? I know I'm not doing what I should be doing. And I remember I would go to church with my wife on Sundays, and I would sit there and pray to God, man, just guide me onto what I need to do. What's my next step? Where am I supposed to go from here, right? And I didn't get an answer right away. I just kind of went with the flow. So it went, you know, and sure enough, man, everything just kind of lined up how it's supposed to. And I'm not saying God called me to do real estate. You know, I firmly believe that this is just a piece to a greater puzzle. You know, I'm starting to realize more and more that my purpose in life, really, that God has intended for me, is to serve people. It's the same purpose that He has for all of us, is to serve others and help others as much as we possibly can. And I think real estate gives me the opportunity to do that. It gives me an opportunity to impact people's lives in a positive way, not just in helping them become a homeowner. I mean, that's obviously a great accomplishment. But I've already had experiences now where I build these relationships with my clients and who end up becoming friends, honestly, because of these relationships that we build. And from each and every one, I'm able to take a lesson from them, and then in return, I hope I'm leaving something for them to continue to maybe, you know, continue to use in life. Another thing, obviously, like I said, I had a goal in mind as far as what I wanted to accomplish financially. And my biggest thing, knowing that if I'm working for another company, as far as like, you know, a corporate job, 9 to 5, that there's a certain cap where you're able to only make so much working for a company, right? And I didn't want that cap. I wanted to determine how much I was gonna be able to bring in for my family. I had goals that I wanted to accomplish. One of the things that I really wanted to do was make enough money to where I didn't have to have my wife worry about working, that she could just focus on going back to school and pursuing something that she really wanted to do. And she's, you know, thank God everything's been working well, and she's been able to do that, you know, so that's one piece that I'm excited about, that, you know, we've been able to work on accomplishing that goal for her. And then also, you know, being able to give my kids anything that they want, you know, not necessarily, you know, spoil them, because I want them to be humble. I don't want them to be spoiled brats and just expect. I definitely want them to value the things that they get and learn how to earn these things and understand that, you know, not everything is just going to be given to you in life. And you know what, man, it just became clear and clear that real estate was going to give me that opportunity. A lot of people don't realize it, but being a real estate agent, you actually become a business owner. You know, you're essentially running your own business. No one is on top of you. No one is here trying to baby you, making sure you're doing your job. Like, it is completely up to you, you know? And a lot of people will sit there and ask me like, hey, like, I want to become a realtor. I want to get my license, which, you know, I encourage you. I encourage everybody. If you want to go to school, get your license, you know, try it out. Just be ready, man, to learn a lot. I have to say, I'm barely coming up on my first full year in August from when I got licensed. And I've learned so much from the experience, man. And it's been a roller coaster ride. But, you know, to be completely honest, I'm so thankful that God put me in this position to learn as much as I've been able to. And that's what it's about. You know, it's one of the things I'm learning, and I can really relate a lot of it to just everyday life, you know, with my relationship with my wife, with my kids, with how I treat myself. Like, it's important. It's not as easy as people think it is, but it's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth it. But yeah, guys, that's a little bit as to why I decided to, you know, pursue a career in real estate. And you know, I'm super excited, man. Like I said, it really teaches you a lot about yourself, because the way that you show up in your everyday life, it transitions into your business. And this isn't just necessarily into real estate. This can be into any kind of business that you personally own yourself. Ultimately, whatever it is that you put into anything that you do is exactly what you're gonna get out of it. And yeah, guys, to summarize it all up, the reason I got into real estate is because I feel like God purposely put me in this position so I could have an opportunity to impact as many people's lives as possible in a positive manner and help their growth, to help my family continue to grow, to help support them financially, of course, and just to continue to open opportunities. And the one thing that always pops in my mind when I think about what I'm trying to accomplish is the one word. And you guys see me using this word a lot, because actually I have my soccer team that I named after it. I have a clothing brand I've been trying to launch forever with the name on it, but legacy. Legacy, 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 legacy. What do I want to leave behind for my family? And it's not just limited to the financial part, the money part. It's just more of the lessons, the structure, the ways of looking at life, what God has intended for each and every one of us. And I want to leave a great legacy for my family to be able to benefit from for the rest of their lives, point blank. So yeah, guys, that was my short video. Probably turned into like a 5-6 minute video or whatever, but that is why I got into real estate. And with that being said, if you're in the market to buy or sell a home, or maybe looking to invest, reach out to me, give me a call, shoot me a DM, whatever works best for you. I'm here to help you out in any way that I can. It's what I love to do. I'm here to impact your life in a positive way. But yeah, guys, have an awesome day, and God bless you all. Talk to you soon. Hey, guys, if you can't get enough of me just yet, please go follow me on all of my social media platforms. Instagram at fitoflores.realtor, Twitter at fitoflores23, and Facebook at Rodolfo the Realtor. Thank you for the continued support, and I'm looking forward to providing more content and value to all of my listeners and potential clients. If you have any needs in the real estate world or have any questions at all, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm always available. Number 623-776-5540.